Larry Weiner.
Larry Weiner, May 9th, 2016, the prohibition of leaving the land of Israel.
Okay, we're Vod Yom Ha'atzmaut this week. We're going to try to accomplish looking at the halacha and not feeling too guilty, and hopefully we will see how we should address, how we should approach, not so much the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is certainly a mitzvah, but specifically the issur of leaving the land of Israel. So maybe we're better off not visiting at all, because once we go, we can't leave. And it's a very sensitive topic, and as I get older, I'm not that old, but as I get older, it's interesting how I guess we all approach this issue living in Chutz La'aretz differently. And when we're younger, I certainly see this in teenagers, but even in adults it's true. We try to justify what we do and find, as best as we can, find heterim for what we do, try to find, if there are opinions that we're comfortable with or that are convenient, we try to find them. And we do that because no one likes to feel guilty. We don't like to feel that we're doing anything wrong. It's not a good feeling at all. So I think that may have something to do with the fact that Orthodoxy has expanded to some extent. Maybe I should not have recorded this. If I can call myself Orthodox, as long as I have that name, then I'm comfortable. The fact that I'm not following the Shulchan Aruch necessarily in many instances, so that's okay as long as I can, I have that name. Because to call myself something else, already I'm going to feel a little bit guilty. So this is a topic that we have to address head on. And as I said, as I get older, I realize that in life, it's not a bad thing to feel a little bit guilty every once in a while. It makes us try to strive to be better people. In many ways, this is one small issue, and something we need to think about. Certainly, this time of year, doesn't have to be on our mind all the time. Maybe it should be, but at least once a year, in the same way, not to compare the two things, but in the same way, last week, we can't be living, having the Holocaust haunt us and paralyze us every day of our lives. It's not healthy. The same thing, we shouldn't have this haunting us and paralyzing us every day of our lives either. There are many mitzvahs to do, many things we need to accomplish as members of Klal Yisrael, and we're doing wonderful things. Thank God, and we should continue to do so. And there are many, many mitzvahs out there, but this is something that should be in the forefront of our minds. And as we look at history and we see history unfolding, maybe it's even more significant for us to pay careful attention to this. And I include myself in this. And to feel guilty every once in a while is not a bad thing for us, as uncomfortable as it may make us feel. Anyway, let's begin with a Gemara that really you can spend a lot of time on, and it could be understood in many different ways. Maybe I mentioned it once in the shul in some context, and that's the Gemara in Kiddushin of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. In fact, the context here may be familiar to you. The context here is actually the mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em. That's the sugya. And this actually is one of the very sensitive issues that comes up when we have this tension and this conflict between, let's say, someone who wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but he feels that Kibbud Av V'Em is preventing him from doing so. Is that considered something that one should take into consideration or not? Just by way of introduction, it may hinge on whether we view the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a kiyum ha-mitzvah, as Rav Moshe Feinstein felt, or as Rav Vadia Yosef, and probably most other posts felt that it's not a kiyum ha-mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. Chiyuv means that would be a parent asking a child to remain in Chutz La'aretz. Would be this week's parsha would tell you that you don't listen to them. You can't tell me to mechal Shabbos. That means you can't tell me to live in Chutz La'aretz. So something to consider. Says the Gemara. Rav Asi, Havale Hahi Ima Zekena. Rav Asi had this elderly mother, and you'll see that there must have been some degree of dementia or something. Amrale, she said to him, Ba'ina Tachshitin, I want jewelry. So Avava, he made her jewelry. Ba'ina Gavra, I want a man. Sounds like she wants to get married. She's an elderly woman. She wants to get married. So he said, Na'ayin lach, I'll look into it for you. I'll look into it. So then she said, Ba'ina Gavra, Dishapir Kavaseich. I want a man who's as handsome as you. So he already realized that, maybe it's beyond his ability to care for his mother. And so I'm going to put in parentheses so that I can, give Vimalamit Chus on Rav Asi. So he put her in an assisted living facility or a nursing home, got 24-hour care, made sure everything was taken care of, bought her more jewelry that she wanted, and then, after all of that, made sure she was settled, secure, and safe. Shavka, he left her v'azal Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now we know Rav Asi was the Talmud Rabbi. You see in Shas often Rav Asi is the Talmud Rabbi Yochanan. He's often quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So we know Rav Asi certainly spent time in Eretz Yisrael. So he goes to Eretz Yisrael. Shama, he heard. Apparently, he was in Eretz Yisrael for some time. Shama teka'az la abasrei. He heard that she was coming literally after him. She was on her way to come to visit him in Eretz Yisrael. So. Whether his intention was, it's not healthy for her to be here, it's not safe. If she's already coming here, I should go back and take care of her. She clearly wants me to take care of her. I should go back home. Or maybe just to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz, I should go greet her. So Rav Asi came to ask a psak of Rabbi Yochanan. Asa the Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, the Gadol Hador, the Posek Hador in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Lev. And this is what he asked Rabbi Yochanan. What's the halacha? Can I leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz? Amazing question. Just ask such a question. My sister-in-law, who lives in Kiryat Moshe, made aliyah as a single young woman because all the guys who she was dating said, sure, consider aliyah, I love Israel. That was not going to work. So, and she met an Israeli guy, and they've been married now for many years and have 4 children. So when they got engaged, so he had not met my in-laws. They're already engaged. And he asked Ashayla whether he could leave Eretz Yisrael to meet his in-laws. And it was only after he got a Psak Halacha to do so that he came. It was not simple. And I know there are people who will not leave Eretz Yisrael, Kohanim especially. There is a Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, Mishnayos and Ohalos speak about the fact that we, in Eretz Yisrael, over the generations, we've been very careful to mark where a Beis HaKvaros is, where it's not. I guess that's connected to Moed Katan, right? Don't speak about the beginning of the Masechta, right? So, but in Chutz La'aretz, we don't know who's buried underneath Rinat, no idea. So, Tumas Eretz Amim, there's a Tumah D'Rabbanan, Kohanim are not supposed to be walking in Eretz Amim. So that's an added issue. Okay, maybe something we'll get back to. So, it's a real shayla. Can I leave? So, Amar Leh, so Rabbi Yochanan said to Rav Asi, Usr, you're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to leave. So then, he needs to explain the shayla. I didn't give you all the information. Likras imama. What if my intention of leaving is to go visit my mother? That may mean two things. Because ma'ulat says merits lechutz la'aretz may mean what? I want to leave. I'm going to live in lechutz la'aretz, right? Permanently. Now I'm asking you, likras imama. So what's the dual question? Number one, I'm only leaving temporarily. And I'm also doing it to fulfill mitzvah of kibbutz. So right. So it says Rabbi Yochanan, Mahu Amalei Eini Yodea. He wasn't even sure if he was permitted to leave under those circumstances. So, Israch Perta, Hadar Asa. He waited a little bit, and then he came back. He waited a little time, so you have that with the Rabbanim. So, I don't know the answer. Give me some time to think about it, or maybe he'll be in a better mood. You come back if you don't get the answer you like. You go back. Hopefully, he'll give you the answer you're waiting for. So you have to just know how. This is what people tell me. You have to know how to ask the question.
You have your mother call.
Very good. So after he waited some time, he came back. So Amalei, and you see from there that obviously he was asking again. Asi nitzrasis latzeis. You really want to leave? In other words, it wasn't. He didn't. Any odea? Maybe it's not that important to you. So leave me alone. Maybe any odea means I don't want to say yes. And now he comes back. Now he really wants to leave, or it's very important for him to go greet his mother. So he responds. He says, "Nifata, you want to leave? Fine. Hamakom yachazir chalash shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have you return v'shalom." Which is an amazing statement. He doesn't say mutter to him, and he uses the word makom, which I think is very, very significant, from a drash perspective, certainly what to work with, preparing drashos. And you get the impression that it's all about, you need to come back. That I want you to realize that if I'm letting you go, it's because I want you to come back. And even without giving him a heter at all. So, also the comment of Rabbi Elazar. Since Rav Asi was not even sure what Rabbi Yochanan had in mind, he came to Rabbi Elazar maybe to ask him what Rabbi Yochanan meant, how should he respond to that psak halacha, what should he do, maybe he's asking him a shayla. So, Amar Lei Chas V'Shalom, which is difficult to understand what he meant. Chas V'Shalom sounds like he may have said, I came to Rabbi Yochanan, okay, and Rabbi Yochanan said I can go. I asked him if I can go to Eretz Yisrael, to Chutz Laretz, and he said, fine. So he said, Chas V'Shalom, he was giving you a heter. Dilma Mirsach Rasach, maybe he was angry. Rabbi Elazar says this to Rav Asi. Rav Asi told him the part of the story where he came the first time, maybe because you'll see in a moment, he didn't tell him the second thing he said. I came to Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a lot missing here. You need to fill in, and you fill it in however you like, depending on what psak halacha you want. So he says to him, came to him, and he said, no, I can't go, and then I came back, and it sounds like you allowed me to go, or he said, any yodea. He says, maybe he was angry at you, and he's not giving you a heter. So Amalei my Amalach. So he wanted to make sure. He said, so what did Rabbi Yochanan say to you? So Amalei Hamakom Yachaz Nechal Shalom. He says, Hashem should return you in peace. So Amalei. So Rabbi Elazar was sure. B'misa derasach loham levarach lach. If you were really angry at you that you asked the Shaila, so he wouldn't have given you his blessing. The fact that he gave you his blessing, Hamakom Yachaz Nechal Shalom, so that you can be rest assured that he was giving you a heter to go. And then the story concludes, Adahachi v'hachi, in the meanwhile, Shama la'arona de'kasi. He heard the aron, the coffin of his mother, coming. Which means that the message that he got that his mother was coming after him was that she was coming for burial. And no, then he said, Omar. Or he was just too late, correct, right? This took time. Amar, and it sounds like he had already left based on the psak. In other words, there's something missing. Adachi v'achi. In other words, he left, and on his way to greet his mother, he heard the Aron is coming. Amar I yadi lo nafki. Had I known, I wouldn't have left at all. That's what he said. Yeah.
But he had obviously left once before, at least once before.
Well, the fact that he was there to begin with, that's correct. That's right, that's
so
right.
He didn't ask the Kohen Shai Levi.
He didn't ask the Shai, it's a good question. How long was he there initially? Now he came to Eretz Yisrael, good question. Yeah.
I was going to say, I mean, I learned a couple of Gemaras, but there's been many, at least in Brachos, where they're like, somebody came from Eretz Yisrael,
that's right.
Came back from Babel.
That's right, that's right. People were doing it, there's no question. They were going temporarily, that's true, and he came back here, and that's right, Babel, 100%. You have that plenty of times, yeah.
He has no achrayus to arrange for the burial of his mother?
Of his mother, right, well, Lonafki. It sounds like there was someone, the Aron was coming, so maybe he felt that it was already, someone was already taking care of it. It wasn't like a mes mitzvah, right? It was, someone was taking care of it, so maybe another... another sibling or another family member is taking care of it. So it's not like Rabbeinu Tam's famous Pesach Halach at the beginning of the third parak of Brachos is where Rabbeinu Tam's sister passed away in another city. Rabbeinu Tam says he had no reason to take care of things because... So there you have a question what Rabbeinu Tam meant. Was it because there was a husband who was taking care of things or was because the body was in another city he felt he was not an onen? So, and he had no obligation of kavod ames in you know in that case. So maybe that was what was happening over here. So there are a lot of loose ends in this Gemara, and that's the difficulty with it. And we'll come back to a statement of Rav Kook, a chiddush that he had in this sugya to explain why this case may have been unique. We'll get that. We'll get back to that. But nonetheless. You know, we have the Gemara and Baba Basra, which we'll do next, and now we get at least into the Piskei Halacha of leaving Eretz Yisrael, and when would a person be permitted to do so? So if you take a look at the next source, at least in Baba Basra, we have one exception, where we are given a blanket heter to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's when it's too, right, when you can't live, you can't make a living, it's too expensive. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Ein Yotzin Me'eretz L'chutz L'aretz. You're not permitted to leave, Elohim Kain, Amdu Sasayim V'Sela. Unless the two measures of wheat cost a sela. Now, two measures of wheat is a lot of wheat, a little, but sela is very expensive. A sela has 4 dinar. It's a very that's the highest currency is 1 sela. So we, you know in a single coin. So that's very expensive. Doesn't really we need to know the coinage, but yeah, sela. But that's the halacha. So if the food is so expensive, so then you can leave. Now, Amar Rabbi Shimon Emasai, Vizman She'eino Motzei Likach. You haven't found. So here's an interesting. What this means. Either I can't find people to buy, or I can't find food to buy. I'm unable to afford it. But if you have the ability either to buy or to sell, it's tight. No doubt it's tight. You're struggling. No question. Even if a saw, 1 saw is worth a seller, you're not allowed to leave. So it's understandable that things are going to be tight. Shlosha Devarim Niknes B'Yisurin. One of them is Eretz Yisrael, okay, and one of them is Olam Haba. We know that. So no question that that's true. But if it's tight, so you're going to have to struggle. If you just can't make it, so then you're allowed to leave. V'chein haya Rabbi Shim ben Yochai Omer. Now, Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bayochai, just to keep that in mind. Rabbi Shimon in general, when you see Rabbi Shimon, Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bayochai, Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. So, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is consistent. What does he say? Elimelech, Machlon, Vikilion, Gedole, Hador, Hayu. Uparnisei, Hador, Hayu. They were the Gedole, Hador. They were the leaders of the generation. They man and shu. So, why were they punished? They all passed away. Because they left Eretz Yisrael. And we know, you have to put it fill in the blank, they were capable of sustaining themselves, perhaps even sustaining the community to some extent. Were things tight? No doubt things were tight. When Yaakov left Eretz Yisrael, there was no food. You read the Chumash, there was no food left, right? There was no shever left. We have nothing left. You have to go, you have to leave. And eventually they left. So that's why they were punished. And they say, Shenamar, that Aleph doesn't belong there. Vatom kol ha'ir alehen vatomar na'azostam. It was the beginning of the second parak of Rus, right? Where they say, Hazos na'ami. So my Hazos na'ami, is Israel an ami? So we understand, according to the Pshad, she looked different. She's now wearing, she's impoverished. She's wearing these, clothing of an impoverished woman. No, that's not what they were asking. Hazos na'ami. Could this possibly be na'ami? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amru, this is what they said. Chazisem, have you seen? Na'ami, sheyotos me'eretz l'chutzularetz ma'al sala. See what happens to, let's see what happened to Na'ami, someone who left Eretz Yisrael. See what happened to her. So we take this very seriously. Even if there's going to be some financial strain, we're liable to, we're obligated to stay and held accountable if we leave. But when a person can't make it, it's just not working, so then he's permitted to leave. Permitted to leave, probably temporarily. Lo yarad Yaakov, right? Lishtakei Hashem, elalagursham. Okay, to be a ger. Now, what's the issue of leaving Eretz Yisrael? So, we could say, leaving Eretz Yisrael, those strong nationalistic feelings that we have. This is our homeland. This is land that was given to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we get to walk in the footsteps of our avos, and it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and could be kofar, and we like the Meraglim, and so Rashbam takes that may all be true. But Rashbam says it's very simple. En Yotzin, what's the nature of this prohibition? Very simple. Shemafki atzmo mina mitzvos. Because you release yourself from all the potential mitzvos you can perform. Now, normally speaking, which is interesting, we wouldn't label something as an isser because I now am not in the situation where I can perform a mitzvah. Right? We don't usually say that. To say that would be usher to the extent where we say you can't leave and this is right. Machlon and Kilian and what happened to them? Why? Because I'm mafkia myself from the mitzvah. You left Eretz Yisrael. Now there's no shemitah and there's no trumas and masros and so a lot of things you can't do. So, well, like the Ramban, that every mitzvah is that way, is an introduction to fulfill, to be in just practice for Eretz Yisrael. But nonetheless, that's the Rashbam's approach, Mafkiat. That's enough of a reason to label leaving the land of Israel as an Isser, because of all the mitzvot that we can't perform if we leave. Okay, fine.
With that approach, the Kohanim can never leave Yerushalayim.
Okay. Kohanim are only on, 2 weeks a year. So what, they have an obligation to teach, so they can. Because the eating, okay, the question is, in the mitzvah of kashrut, is that actually mitzvah of achilo, or is that they must be eaten? But there's a little bit of lumdus behind that. But if this is really true, so then maybe you have to take that into account in other situations where a person has an opportunity to teach Torah. I'm not doing that right now. I'm learning on my own. So mafkias and mitzvos. Look at all the people you can help. Or a person stuck up. Right now, I'm going to move somewhere else. So now you can't, all of the chesed able to do, I can't do. A person's a physician, and now I'm going to do so. Yeah, I was able to help out so many people, do so much so pro bono work, and now I'm not doing anything. I decided to take a vacation, and I'm retired, or whatever. But what do you mean? I guess I'm a mitzvah. Don't retire at 65. You can help so many more people out, for another 10, at least another 10 healthy years. Okay, so anyway, something, so that's the Rashbam. Now, there is, if we're looking for a heter, so it's this Tosfos in Maseches Ksuvos. Maseches Ksuvos is is really where this is discussed at great length, and it's the Mishnah at the end of Ksuvos. So the problem is it's at the end of Ksuvos. Even if you want to learn the Masechta a little bit, you get to the Daf Kuf Yud or whatever, you don't get that far. So there, the Mishnah says that Me'ikra Hadin, I'm not giving a psak on this issue, is that if a husband wants to make aliyah and his wife is not interested, he has the right to divorce her and she loses the entire value of the ksuma based on that. And the other way, a woman can force her husband to make aliyah, and if he's not willing, she says, then I want my ksuma, I want to get, and he is obligated to give her a get, and the full ksuma. That's also true even within Eretz Yisrael, moving to Yerushalayim, where one wants to move. Even min hanaveh ha-yafeh l'naveh ha-ra. You know, it's not so pretty now here, it's so pretty here, and in Tveria, they've got the water. In Yerushalayim, I want to live, you know, smack in the middle of the big city, and it's all dirty and all that. Nah, you gotta go. So, that's the Mishnah. So the question is this halacha l'masa? So take a look at this Tosfos. Hu omer lalos, he says, I want to go. Eino noeg bizman hazeh. This is not noeg bizman hazeh. You know why? Because he wants to make aliyah. So what does it mean to make aliyah? Well, here, you're living in France, Balei Tosfos, right? Now, how are you going to get there? And bandits along the way, are you going to even make it there, and to the boat, and how many people survive, and there's going to be a storm, and all of that, and right, and people get sick. So, eino noheg bizman hazeh, why? Deika sakanas drachim. Because this is a sakana. Now, sakanas drachim does not mean in Eretz Yisrael, it's dangerous. That's not what that means. That means that to travel to Eretz Yisrael is dangerous. So the person who says, I don't want to make aliyah because it's dangerous to travel there, but I go on there on vacation all the time. So if anything, you shouldn't be going on vacation. If you're afraid to travel because that kodesh derach, and then you shouldn't be traveling at all. And if we go on vacation, so then, if anything, it's safer to stay there. Because if you worry about sakanas derachim, so travel once, stay there, don't leave, and then you're good to go. And then even kavura is free. You don't have to spend all this money on buying a plot. Mm-hmm. So that's a difficult tether to rely on. Sakana in Eretz Yisrael itself. Rav Asher Weiss spoke about this at least once. I remember hearing a shir from him. Very difficult for a person to say that you should live here, you shouldn't live there. In Eretz Yisrael, it's more dangerous here, more there. I think that if we were honest with ourselves, I'm not saying you have to choose to live in Hebron, but I think if we're honest with ourselves, we could find a place in Eretz Yisrael that's relatively secure, and traveling relatively secure, be a little bit vigilant, and it would be difficult to say that, you know, Sakana would be a compelling reason to prevent us from living in Eretz Yisrael from a halachic perspective. But, okay. Now, what about this one? Vayomer Rabbeinu Chaim, this is Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, Da'achshav eino mitzvah lodur be'eretz Yisrael. Why? Ki yesh kama mitzvos hatluyos baretz. Kama unchin. De'eino yicholim lizarboem v'lamon aleihem. There are many mitzvos hatluyos baretz, and the punishments that are associated with not keeping Shemitah and not separating Trumos and Masros, you don't, if you eat Tevel, it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. And if a person doesn't keep Shemitah, so that's one of the things that it's in Parshas Bichukosai, if we don't, we're not careful with Shemitah, so the Beis HaMikdash will Vahashi Mosias Mikdash Eichem. Rabbi Hirtas is Shabbos Oseha. So because we can't be careful with the mitzvah, so therefore it's better we don't put ourselves in that situation at all. The difficulty, that's completely the opposite of what the Rashbam is saying, right? Don't try to avoid, in other words, Rashbam is saying, do whatever you can. If there are mitzvahs to do, don't leave, because there are mitzvahs to do. So he's saying, you don't want to go there because there are too many mitzvahs. And who knows, you know, the obstacles that you may have in trying to perform the mitzvahs. Number two, we all know the Medrash. Moshe is davening of Eschana. So what's he davening of? So what's Rashi say there? And you think he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to eat from the Peros Ginosar in Tveria? You think he wanted from the fruits, and he wanted to have go out to eat, you know, on Yafo and Ben Yehuda? No, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why? To perform the mitzvos. Another mitzvah, right? There are so many mitzvos I can't perform here in the Midbar, in Chutz Laaretz, I want to go in. So,
So that's a very difficult position of Rabbeinu Chaim. And I would add that today, thankfully, we've done a very good job, I think both in the Chutz and Eretz Yisrael, in standardizing certain things, kashrus organizations, being, you know, making sure that people are careful. I mean, you know, even, you know, with the laws of Shmita and Trumos and Masros and Hashgachos and all of that. Okay, so you come to Eretz Yisrael and you perform the mitzvahs as best as you can. So, but nonetheless, if that's what we like, you know, that's why I don't go. That's why I don't go. So you say like this, but I go to visit. So if you're going to visit, so you have mitzvahs to perform there also, you have to be very careful when we're there. But now that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. Okay. So if you take a look at the Ramban, so the Ramban tells us, it's very clear that this mitzvah applies Bizman Hazeh. And if you look halfway down the Ramban, on the third line down by the period, the third word, he says like this, Im kein hi mitzvas asei ledoros mischayev, kol yochid mimenu. This is not a kim, this is a chiyuv, this is a Torah obligation upon all individuals. V'afilu bizman galus. Even bizman galus. You say, you know, wait till Mashiach comes. I don't believe in schat v'gula and all of that. But I don't believe in all of that. Still doesn't matter. That's no heter. No, and there are plenty of people who don't believe any gula has begun, but they're living in Eretz Yisrael. So it could be we're holding up a flag on Thursday. That may be true, but there are people who are probably burning that flag, but they're living in Eretz Yisrael. So they have one up upon us. They're living in Eretz Yisrael, and they're fulfilling the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe they should be more supportive. That may be true. But nonetheless, they are there, and they are trying to make it work somehow. Ki yadua b'talmud b'mekomasabi. You look in the Gemara. The Gemara has no issue. There's no. We don't say that the chiv of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael applies only when there's guluf klal Yisrael. Bizman galus, you live there as well. We know the Ramban came to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Adler always likes to quote that I think he had to go to Shechem to find a minion, right? Because Yerushalayim has no minion, right? He writes that. Okay, v'lashon sifri. Lashon Sifri. Maise Barabi Yehuda ben Beseira. Barabi Master ben Charash. Rabbi Chananya ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Nasa. Shayu Yotzin Chutz La'aretz. They were going to Chutz La'aretz. Why were they going? Going to live there, going temporarily, going to make a living, going to a little business. Not clear why they were leaving, but could be only temporarily. The Gila Platya, they got to literally the plaza or the main road, and got to the airport. The Zachuas Eretz Yisrael, the Zakfues Einehem, literally they lifted up their eyes. The Zalgudim Osehem, and the tears started flowing down. The Karubidehem, and they ripped their clothing, just because they are about to leave. V'karu ha-mikra hazeh, v'rishtavi yashavtaba, v'shamartava asos. You shall conquer this land, you shall inherit this land, and you shall live in this land. And you shall observe the next phrase, v'shamartava asos. Why does that phrase, v'shamula asos, follow v'rishtavi yashavtaba? Amru yeshivas eretz yisrael shkula k'negi kalam mitzvah shalat. That living in Eretz Yisrael is Vishamar Tala Asas. It allows a person to fulfill all of the mitzvos in the Torah. Okay. So, trying to find the heter if we can. Not so easy. Sounds like from the Ramban Mezachil, the heter of Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen is very, very weak. Sakonas Derochim, we travel there all the time. Making a Parnasa to leave temporarily. That's to leave temporarily, to make a parnasa. And of course, the psak of Rabbi Yochanan. So if you take a look here in Avodah Zarah, so we have a couple of extra heter. This is in the Katyat.
One question, does it matter whether you started out?
Very good question. Right.
That's right. Oh, they should all of them.
That's right. And it is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that Bavela Yavo Visham something where there's he says it's Usher. because the Torah says, the Navi says, they're going to come to Babel, and that's where they will remain. So I would say, based on that, I'm not sure, there's certainly less than a million of Jews in Iraq, in Babel today. I think when, I forgot, they had a Jewish reporter go into Iraq when the United States forces went in. There were a couple of Jews there. I remember reading an article about it. We may be living during the years of where that nevuah of Yechezkel, it has been fulfilled, where all of the Jews, there are no Jews left in Babel, which is it's an amazing thing. One of the many nevuahs that we've experienced today, and we should feel them. It should make an impression. It should leave an impression upon us. So that also, that maybe it'll be true at that time when we had a presence in Babel, but certainly no longer the case today. So what about leaving for these? Now, the context of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is speaking about a Kohen. We have the extra issue of Eretz Ha'am, Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. And it says there, watch this. Since that is only a Tumah D'Rabbanan, because it's only a Safek, Umetame Lilmo Torvalisa Isha, a Kohen is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael and be Metame himself, and certainly anybody else, for the purposes of Talmud Torah. He feels that I'll learn better in the academies in Babel. Or he has a, you know, I want to, like, person, people who came from Eretz Yisrael to learn by the Rav. I want to learn here. Today, with the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, that's very difficult. You know, in fact, you know, many, I wasn't, you know, didn't know what was going on at that time, but my understanding was Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzal, made the decision in the early 70s, was it, to go to Eretz Yisrael. Many people were very upset, and even you know, Rabbanim felt that he should not have done so. But listen, you have Gedolei Torah in Eretz Yisrael. You can't even count the number of yeshivas that are there, of all different stripes. You know, you find, you know, whatever yeshiva, there's yeshiva for everybody. So to say that there are only people, I can only learn from people in Chutz La'aretz, you know what? So listen to them on YU Torah or something like that. But you can still live there. So Mitame Lilmo Torah, Elisa Isha, to get married. Person feels, you know, I need a, you know, I don't know, an American girl. I can't find anybody here, so I need to leave Eretz Yisrael for dating. So okay, that's allowed. Amar Rabbi Yudai Masai Bizman Shein Motzei Lilmo. This is not a blanket heter. If I don't find anyone I can learn from, so then I could. Then that's fine. I had someone who I learned with in camp. What was that for the summer? I think I was in Avram Hella for the summer, between my Morasha days, and I spent the summer there and meet different people in, you know, different camps. So I met someone who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he was learning in a black hat yeshiva, but the family was very, very Zionistic family, and I found out that his brother unfortunately was killed. One of the wars, but I think it was actually a traffic accident on the way to about whatever it was. Somebody was there, and then the parents, and you know, no one can fault parents about this. They did not want him. They didn't want him in the army, so he became yeshivish or haredi, whatever you want to call it. And that was the direction he took, and he came to Chutz La'aretz to learn. And he, you know, he not only spent time in camp, he then went to yeshiva. And he, you know, he was comfortable learning yeshiva here. He was, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, he felt, I think, you know, the Haredi approach was not going to give him the future that he needed, that he wanted. He felt he could learn here. Rebbeim here, yeshivas here were a little bit more, you know, what we would be comfortable with. And so he was in a Chutz La'aretz. So he found Motzei Lilmo. He found a place where he felt comfortable learning, even though he lived in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. You find a place to learn in Eretz Yisrael, so any time you can't leave to make yourself tummy. Rabbi Yossi Omer, in other words, Rabbi Yossi says, difficult to understand, you know, with the machlokas. Sounds like from a Yehuda that you don't have yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says that you can be very, very, very particular about the kind of Rebbe, the kind of yeshiva. Even if I have yeshivas there, I want to come back here, and that's acceptable.
Tamid Rabba.
Yeah, that we assume it's Tamid Rabba. Yeah.
The Raisi would have the heft to do that, though.
Correct. That's right. Okay, so now, if you take a look at Tosus, the Tosus now, you'll see a machlokus between Tosus and the Shiltos, the Rav Achoy Gon. Tosus will quote the Shiltos. How do we understand what's happening here? Lilmo Torah v'lisecha. So far, what are the heterim we have? We have, you're going to starve. We have Parnassa, to some extent. We have Talmud Torah, and we have Lisaish. Those are three heterim to leave Eretz Yisrael temporarily, says Tosfos. Pirish v'daito lachzor l'Eretz Yisrael. His plan is to return. Dehilu ein daito lachzor. So I'm a b'ksuvus perik beis. We learn there. That's not right. Achav shel zeh nasa ovedes kochavim umeis. Baruch hamakom shaharago. V'zeh yamar achav l'chutzul aretz. Okay, so you see from the story there that clearly someone was punished for leaving Eretz Yisrael with the purpose of remaining in Schloss Laretz. Says Tosfos, V'davka, don't think these are just examples. V'davka bahanach mitzvos shehen chashuvos. Only these mitzvos, which are mitzvos chashuvos, Lumo Torah, Shegadol Talmud Torah, Shemevi L'dei Maaseh. Why is Talmud Torah so great? Without learning, I can't perform the mitzvos properly. It's like that. If I'm not going to learn from the right Rebbe, so you better go to Chutz Laretz. So at least you can perform the mitzvos properly. No one would tell you to live in Eretz Yisrael if you're not going to be observant. You may as well be here and be observant. So I have to come and learn properly. What about Isha? Oh, that's a mitzvah chashuva. Isha nami d'chsiv lo sobira v'shevi sitzara, right? Pasuk in Yishayahu says the world was not created for the world to remain empty. No, l'sheves, the mitzvah of sheves, of having, of procreating the world, of course, of multiplying. So, very important mitzvah. Aval, in fact, we have that one of the cases where we allow we speak about the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Ksuvos, the Yevamos, where we allow a person to be Meshachrer an Evan, right? They have a Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Ben Chorin, Machokes Beshamay Besilim. What to do? What should you do if you have a person who's Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Ben Chorin? Half and half. So Beis Hillel says, very simple. Let him work for, he was owned by two people. So one set him free, an Eved Kanan. So what should he do? He should work for one guy, for three Shabbos Yerof, right? So work for that one guy. And after 3 days, you're working with two guys through the heart. He was 6 days, you're busy, owned by two people. One set you free. So, okay, you're a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorim. Work for one. And Beis Shammai says, no. Beis Shammai says, you can't do that. You know why? Because a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin can't marry anybody. He can't marry a Shivchot Karanis because he's half Jewish, right? So he can't marry a Jewish because he's half Eved. So what should you do? Kofinis Rabo, you force the master and he has to set him free. And then the Mishnah concludes that Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai. Right? Chazu Beis Hillel Horos Ke Beis Shammai. Why? Based on the Pasuk Beis Shammai quote. Lo Sobera. Shabbi Sitzara, you have to get married, you have children. So we will allow you to be Meshach or an Eved, which is Aster. You're not supposed to set an Eved free. La'olam, Bahem Ta'avodu, Pasuk Pashas Bahar. So here we allow such a thing. Aval Shor Mitzvos, lo. But for other mitzvos, we don't. So what we have Parnassa, we have Lisa Isha, we have Lamo Torah. However, Aval, Bishiltos de Rav Achoy Mefurash. Hanach dekili. What are these mitzvos? What are these two examples? These are kulos. These mitzvos, learn Torah. Okay, learn Torah. Important to learn Torah. Right? You have to be koveyetim la-Torah. Right? So, kids, koveyetim la-Torah. You learn here, you learn there, you learn better here. Lisa, Isha, getting married. Okay, you're getting married. You can't all find them. Okay. People eventually get married. You have to go to foot source because you have a date over there. Wait a little bit, you find a date over here. These are not so important. We give these as examples. Do you know why? The kol shekein l'shaar mitzvos shem chashuvos. Certainly for other mitzvos, which are certainly more important, you can leave. So going to the Shiltos, which we don't really accept, Shiltos would say that I can leave Eretz Yisrael, maybe only temporarily, but for almost anything, almost any mitzvah. Rav Asi wants to leave for Kibbutz Eim. So we have to understand Rabbi Yochanan's response. I think each one of these Rishonim really can explain what was happening. According to Tosvos, Kibbutz Eim is not on that list. It's not Lisa Isha. It's not Lil Motora. Pidyon Shvuyim, by the way, is probably according to Rishonim, add that on as well. That's certainly a mitzvah chashuva. But Kibbutz Eim is not so. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said what? Alright, any of that? I don't really know. If you're really going to go, okay. He didn't want to let him go. He didn't want to let him go. And what would the Shilto say? No, for Kibbutz Eim.
That's why
I gave him the brach, of course. Of course you can leave. So different ways to explain the Gemara. Fine. Next. Let's take a look at the Rambam, because the Yerushalmi basically says similarly. Asur Latzeis, the next source. Asur Latzeis me Eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz la'olam. You can't leave. La'olam probably means, right, permanently. Elalumo Torah Olisa Isha Olahatzil min ha'akum. Yeah, you want to save people? I can opinion Shmuyim or the like. V'yachzor l'aretz, and you return. V'chein yotzehu l'schor, and you can leave for business purposes. Aval lishkon b'chutzal la'aretz asur, but to live there permanently you're not allowed. Ela imkein chazak sham harav, the famine is so strong. Achanas ashave dinar chitin v'shnei dinar. Okay, gives you the price, whatever it may be. Fine. Then he says, but if you're able to afford it, or it's really, you don't have enough money, so then it's allowed. So here, and then he concludes, and then that's what happened with Machlion and Kilion and Mishaivu Klal Al-Machl. So the Rambam spells it out, right? Lilmo Torah, we saw that in the Gemara. Now, what the Rambam is doing, by the way, is taking the halachos. Notice, we're putting two things together. There are the halachos about why we allow a Kohen to leave Eretz Yisrael to be Metame himself. What the Rambam is telling you in Hilchos Melachim is that that's not only, right, that's for a Kohen. Certainly that would be allowed for anybody. Lilmo Torah, Lisa Isha, La'atzman Akum, and Schor. So we have the whole list here. Obviously he postings against the She'iltos, right? Because he says only these, and we don't have any other Hatem. And it's all within mind of V'yachzor La'aretz. You have that, yeah, people from Eretz Yisrael, they come here. And they, you know, they shlichim come here. They come and work for a couple of, you know, I know many people who've done that. They come here. They want to make a little money, get themselves started. Maybe have enough money to buy an apartment, and they with a plan of going back. And you're not given a time frame, right? So you know, people come here. I'm coming here for 5 years. You know, coming here for 10 years. You know, the kids are a little bit younger, and you have people also who are living here, where they have a vision, we're going to make Aliyah, but I know things are going to be tight there, especially with my education and what I'm capable of doing there, so I'm going to put some money away, and the goal is to go. So you're not given here a time. V'yachzor la'aretz. No one's telling you when you have to come back. That's something that each person, each family has to decide for itself. When can we make it? Obviously, if you're telling me I could spend another year in Chutz La'aretz so that I don't have to come back ever, so that's a worthwhile investment. Right? That may be a worthwhile investment. In fact, that is a cue in the mitzvah so that I can stay even longer. Yeah?
Again, that's talking about people who started out.
That's correct. Okay. Then, there is a statement. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avil, and here is where he discusses the issue of a kohen. Mutar lo kohen liitame bebeis hapras o v'chutz la'aretz lidvar mitzvah. Bizman It's mutter for a Kohen to be mitame himself. A Beis HaPras is Tumah de Rabbanu. Or in Chutz La'aretz, for a Devar Mitzvah, Bizman She'ein Sham Derech Elohi. That's the only way, the only way to do what you need to do, you have to go through this Tumah. Kagon.
Go through this what?
The Derech means I have to go through Tumah to accomplish what I want to accomplish. Kagon Shehalach Lisa Isha, O Lulma Torah. Afal Pisha Yesha Misha Ilam Dena Beretz Yisrael Lo Minah Kol Adam Zocha Lilmod. And that was the Psak, that was actually Rabbi Yossi's opinion, any Rebbe that I know. Here the Rambam in Hilchos Avel is speaking from the angle of the Kohen, and once again he has the same list, but keep this in mind. If I'm a Kohen and I live in Eretz Yisrael, I would like to come back here for business. Things are tight and I'd like to come back to make some money. So what's the halacha? So it seems that the heterim that we spoke of for the tumah is for whom? Is for the average person, right? When we speak about schora, so you want to leave, you want to make a living, that's fine. Would I allow a kohen to be metame bebeis hapras ubechutzlar beret samim for the purposes of what? Of making a living. So the Rambam, right, you see, based on the Gemaras, you don't have that. You have the Heter and Bava Basra of Ein Yotzin Michutz Loretz Elm Kein Abdu Shosayim Beselah. Things get very tight. Would I allow a Kohen to leave for those purposes to be Metame himself? That much I would not allow. It's only for a mitzvah. There we could say the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of getting married, is doche the Yisur de Rabbanon of Beis HaPras or Eretz Tumas Eretz HaAmim. That we would say. But to tell me that Parnassa, somehow that doesn't make the cut of that we would place it in the category of a mitzvah, that would be doche.
It's not in this halacha?
It's not in this halacha, it's not in the Gemara. And although the Rambam does take the halachos of and Kal Vachomer, he can. When the Gemara says it's mutter for Lilmo Torah Lisa Isha, and I would allow that for the average person because I allowed it for a Kohen, it doesn't transfer over the other way. Where I would allow the Schora for the Kohen to be Mitame, so that I would not allow. That would not be allowed. Interesting is that the Rambam here formulates it a little bit differently. Where he says lidvar mitzvah and then he says kagon. Do you notice that? Lidvar mitzvah, kagon, shahalach lisa isha o lilmo Torah. You could read into that Rambam that there is a little bit of the shiltos there. That he's giving the examples of the Gemara. That would be a reason I could see why people would be leaving for those purposes. It could be for any dvar mitzvah. So that's a little bit of a difficulty how to reconcile the two Rambam. So we'll conclude, though, with a fascinating approach to this Gemara from Rav Kook. He explains the Rambam this way as well, to try to make sense of the story of Rav Asi and maybe this Rambam as well. So one thing, this is how you have to know, I guess, you have to know Shas in general. You not only have to know what it says, you have to know personalities in Shas. And that is certainly a chiddush because the Gemara makes no mention of it. Did anyone know that Rav Asi was?
Single.
Maybe single. Okay, better. Rav Asi was?
A Kohen.
Take a look. Vulai, look at the last source. This is from the Rav Kook, Mishpat Kohen. Vulai mikorom shel divrei haramam hu Gemara de Kiddushin Lamed Aleph. Dishal Rav Asi Rabbi Yochanan Mahu Lotseis Me Eretz Luchutz Al Aretz Amale Asur Velikras Ima Gam Kein Lo Hitir Mufurash. Notice that even to greet his mother, he didn't give him a heter to do so. He said, "Hamakom yachas lo shavir." Do you really need to go? Any day, I don't really know. Nisratis asi, nitzratis. You really want to go? Hamakom yachas lo shavir. So, what was that all about? After all, what does he want to do? He wants to go greet his mother. It's a mitzvah of kibbutz. So watch the way I explain this question. The mitzvah of kibbutz to greet his mother has to be at least as important as Lisa Isha and Talmud Torah. Has to be. Kibbutz Avayim is compared to Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. It's compared to Kavod HaMakom. Kabed es Avicha ves Imecha. Kabed es Hashem Mehonecha. What do you mean? Of course I have to honor my parents as like I honor the Ribbono Shel Olam. That goes without saying that if Lilmo Torah is on the list and Lisa Isha is on the list, certainly Kibbutz Avayim is on the list. You talk about mitzvos chashuvos. You don't have to tell me that Kibbutz Avayim is mitzvah chashuva. Everybody knows that. That goes without saying. One approach, which that's the case, then even according to Tosfos, I don't understand why he was giving him a hard time. You want to tell me, right? After all, shouldn't I be able to leave for these mitzvos? Or how about this? According to the Shiltos, you certainly have the right, right? That's right. Every mitzvah applies. Lilmod Torah, Melisa Isha, certainly those. So what was it about? Why couldn't you just give him Pesachal? You're allowed to leave. You're allowed to leave. That's the end of it. So watch. He says, Eladish Yesh Lidchos, Shaharei Ravasi Kohen Haya. Because Ravasi was a Kohen. So just to permit a Kohen to go is not so simple. Midkida Amrinan, Rabbi Elazar, I forget who the two are. Oh, Rav Asi and Rabbi Ami, Dekane Chashivi Da'arad Yisrael Hab. Rav Ami and Rav Asi were great Kohanim, were known as the very Choshev Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael. V'od Kama Mekomos Kihai Gavna Derasi Kohenav. We have other places where it's mentioned that Rav Asi was a Kohen. Im Kain Yesh Lomar She'ikar She'elaso. You want to know what Ravasi was asking? I know I'm allowed to leave if I'm a regular person to go be mechaved, but Mishum Isa Mishum Tumas Kohen Aval I Lav Hachi Yesh lomar de'ein shum iser klal. If it weren't for that, we know iser at all. Ulochor achi mistabra. You know why? De'ein svara lomar sheyeh kibud av gori amischora. The murtalot says lefisha. For business, you're allowed to leave. You tell me I can't leave for kibud aim. So if you're talking the average person who can leave Lil Mod's Torah, certainly. Lisa Isha, certainly. Kibbutz Avayim, certainly. Schora, you can leave. Schora, you can leave. So, certainly, you can leave for other purposes. In fact, maybe I can leave for all mitzvos. That Tosos in Avodah Zarah, which brought the Machlokes, the Shiltos, and Tosos, was speaking about which Gemara? It was speaking about the Gemara of Mitame. That entire discussion, whether is it only mitzvos chashuvos versus, no, maybe it's all mitzvos and even these mitzvos, that was the Tumat Zeres HaAmin. But for a regular person, even for business, it's allowed. You're going to tell me that I can't leave for Kibbutz Avayim? No, of course I can leave if I'm leaving temporarily. And that explains the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan gave Rav Asi a hard time because Rav Asi was a Kohen. And when Rav Asi was asking this question, he wasn't so comfortable answering the question. How badly do you need to leave? How important is it for you to leave? It's a really case-by-case basis that you have to take it. The Gemara gives the examples of Lisa Isha, Lilmo Torah. It's not because the guy, it's because he's been dating for, you know, a couple of years and he just can't find anybody. And it's the guy who just can't learn here. So he'll give you a hector to leave. But you really need to leave. And I'm not so sure. Tell me this. You really need to leave? Nisratis. What's Nisratis? What's Nisratis, Asa? You really need to leave. You really need to leave means it's now in the category of I really can't find a Rebbe. I've been dating for 50 years. I really can't find the right girl. Now you can leave. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan gave him. And who would figure that out? Of course, Rav Kook, right? Rav Yitzchak HaKohen Kook. So it only takes the Kohen to figure out that that's what's happening in the Gemara. So, to summarize, yes, it's true. This speaks about those who are in Eretz Yisrael and decide to leave. That may be true. So maybe we can't visit, because then we can't leave. But we do see that there are hetayim to leave temporarily, and even those we're not so comfortable with. Sounds like if you're not on the issue of a Kohen, so then for mitzvos in general, we would permit it. For a Kohen, let's see how compelling the reason is. Then we would allow you to override the Issur Drabon of Tumas Eretz Amin. Sounds like the heter of the opinion of Rav Chaim Kohen, that we don't want to put ourselves in a situation of mitzvos that we can't fulfill because of all the punishments. Sounds like the Rashbam certainly did not believe in that, and the Medrash about Moshe doesn't believe in that. The Sakanas Derachim, we fly there all the time, so that doesn't exist. Something we need to think about this week, certainly. Okay, stop here.